The Loose Cannons are on the air.
What are we doing? What are you doing?
Steve Hartman.
We welcome everybody.
And Mike Costa.
You see what I'm saying?
On Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
Hour number three. Final hour for the Loose Cannons on this magnificent Friday. As we are every Friday that the Padres have a home game, we're right outside of Petco, looking into Petco right now. Park in the park. Fans are filing in for their first of six home games. Three this weekend against the Royals, and then Monday the Reds will be in town. Padres, of course, riding a five-game losing streak into this game. But Chasin will be on the mound tonight, and he has pitched pretty well at home this year.
At home.
So let's see if the Padres can end this losing streak. The weekend, or the three games in Arizona, were just flat-out ugly, and yesterday was pitiful. So they got to get back on track. You know, we had Mark Sweeney on earlier. Custom. By the way, did we get a winner? Because we actually, Brent said, okay, so let's redo this. What happened was we had a winner, but then found out we have certain contest rules.
Right. You can't win a prize and then win another one within 30 days.
All right, so let's try it again. Again, we have the pair of tickets for Adam Tickets. So we had a DQ the winner.
Yes.
So let's try it again. The question was, we had Mark Sweeney on at 3:30 today. You asked him right now who would his choice be to represent the Padres in the All-Star game.
Right.
So if you know what who Sweeney said, call right now. We'll do it again. We'll go back to the fifth caller, 570-1360. We get a pair of tickets from Adam Tickets, free movie tickets on this free movie ticket Friday. Our poll.
Is another juggernaut, runaway train?
It's one of those runaway trains again. Other shows can't seem to do what we do with our polls. I don't know.
Other shows aren't us. Hello.
Well, obviously not.
I mean, come on.
But I figured, again, this came back from yesterday, and we were talking about loyalties.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to Pete Fox, who is a nomad. You know, he lives in Palm Springs.
Well, he doesn't know what loyalty
means. He's not an LA guy or a San Diego guy.
Yeah.
And so he said something, and that's why we got this poll for you today. And basically what he said was, look, because the way I phrased it was, how about if the Chargers reached out to people that were longtime season ticket holders?
Okay.
And they offered you free season tickets. Like, you've been a season ticket holder, right?
Yes.
And we're going to reward your loyalty by giving you free season tickets. He goes, if you did that, everybody would take the tickets. Everybody would take the tickets.
Yeah.
I go, I'm not sure about that.
No.
I don't think you understand again. And this gets back to LT's comment yesterday when he was talking to Mark Rich from his golf tournament about that 90-minute drive comment. And he said, look, I understand, maybe I spoke out of turn, but, you know, when I was a kid growing up in Waco, Texas, I was a diehard Cowboy fan, and it was a 90-minute drive to get to Dallas.
Okay.
And so he's making this, and I'm thinking, that's not the point. It's not about the 90-minute drive.
No.
It's about driving from San Diego up to StubHub Center to support a team that left.
That's
the
it.
Cowboys didn't move from Waco to Dallas.
He's not gauging the
hate
or the hurt, more importantly, that people have felt because of this ill-fated, ham-handed move by Dean Spanos and his family.
Yeah.
In San Diego, in Southern California, 90-minute drive, nothing.
Well, and then
people do it regularly.
But then I got a lot of people saying, well, the reason that, you know, Nick or LT or Dan Fouts is going to be part of the preseason package, you know, that they, you know, well, they're getting paid or, you know, to, you know. So I said, fine, all right, let's do a poll then. Let's just find out how loyal you actually are. So we asked the question, if the Chargers offered you free season tickets, not just for a game, the entire season, would you attend their games at StubHub Center? Two answers. Yes, if it's free, it's me. Or no, I would never accept a handout from the Spanos family. Right now.
Have we had a seismic shift, a cosmic shift, or?
Before the show started, we had a lot of votes in, and 97% said no.
Okay.
Then you made the statement, wait a second here. Hold on. Free tickets?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it got down to 27% saying yes.
I'll go resell them.
Now it's back to 91% no. Now that says a lot. I don't know any other city in America, seriously, that, and it strikes a chord because it's what I've always tried to explain to people, what makes this city unlike any city in America. I mean, cities are always loyal, I get it, but not like this. And especially when it's a loyalty of San Diego versus L.A. This is what people don't get, and I didn't get until I actually came here 25 years ago. I didn't get it, but it is consistent. You're a San Diego guy.
Yeah.
Why is this loyalty so deep?
Because
when it comes down to San Diego versus Los Angeles?
For some people, it's jealousy. You do look at, and both my sisters lived for a long time in L.A.
But I don't think jealousy creates loyalty.
No, for some it is, but there's, I think people in San Diego don't want to be identified like a douche in L.A. is. And so,
well, that's their opinion of what L.A. is.
Right, and that's why their mindset is, we don't have that here. We are different. We are San Diego. We are not L.A.
Yes.
We're not pretentious. We are not, you know, looking for the bigger, better thing. We have something great. We take care of it, and we love it. Can't say it about the Chargers because the Chargers are gone. But for most people, I think that's a San Diegan's mindset.
And that's why I tell you, on the flip side, L.A. has no animosity to San Diego because, honestly, they don't look at it as a separate entity. Although, things that do happen, I've said this many years, San Diego sports do not register in L.A. Period. Exclamation point. I mean, before I came here, you know, people that were famous in San Diego, San Diego sports had no more relevance to me than Buffalo. I mean, seriously.
Right.
Well, but when you get here, you understand it, and once again, it's bearing out in this poll today.
Well, here's the thing. Although Buffalo, New York is substantially farther away from Manhattan than L.A. is from San Diego, but you don't see people in Buffalo worrying about, like, what the New York Rangers and the New York Knicks.
Very similar.
Yeah. And likewise, people in New York City don't give a rat's ass what the Bills and the Sabres are doing. They care about what's going on in their city.
Well, San Diego's making, again, a resounding statement on our poll today, overwhelming. Can your loyalty be bought? The answer is no.
Steve, if...
No, I can't be bought off. You could offer me whatever you want to offer me, Dean Spanos. I am not supporting your team in L.A. Period, exclamation point.
How different would it be if Dean Spanos had said...
Ah, that's a great question.
If Dean...
Anything.
Well, if Dean Spanos had said anything, but Dean Spanos came to us and said, listen, we can't get it done in Chula Vista. I can't get it done in Mission Valley. I can't get
it done. Well, he never said that, downtown. But Mark Fabiani kept saying it.
But if they would have come to us and said, but you know what? We've just secured 70 acres of pristine land inland in San Clemente. That's where we're going to build our new stadium, and we're just going to call ourselves the Chargers.
Here's what I do know about the L.A. market. You know, when Jerry Buss bought the Lakers had had a great history, but they had only won one championship in L.A. Jerry Buss did two things. He said, I need stars on the court, and I need stars in the seats. We're going to make the Lakers a must-go, which he obviously accomplished.
Yeah.
One thing about L.A., as a market, as a sports market, if you're not 100% in financially,
well,
doing whatever it takes to win championships,
that immediately
they will sniff you out in a second.
That immediately eliminates the Chargers.
Well, and that's my whole point.
Yeah.
Because unless the Spanos family has a complete turnaround in the way they operate, and the fact that he's got his two sons running both the football and business operations tells you what direction they're going, they have zero chance of his succeeding in L.A. Because the Dodgers, biggest payroll in baseball, Lakers for years, biggest payroll, that's how you win over L.A.
Stan Kroenke's wallet.
Stan Kroenke's wallet, building the biggest stadium on the planet. That's how you win it. It's not like, well, every once in a while you have a winning season. Or maybe, you know, a few balls bounce your way and you get the
it's
gotta
be consistent.
That is never going to fly. So yeah, the Chargers are gonna be gigantic losers in LA unless they decide to operate completely differently than they have ever since the Spanos family took over this operation back in 1984.
Somebody just texted in 70470. Hey, Hartman, no animosity by L.A. fans of San Diego. Go to Dodger Stadium with the Padres cap on, and that animosity will punch you in the face.
Really? I didn't.
That's what they're saying.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Well, I think Padre fans going up there and talking mad at the stands.
If it's a Padre fan getting in the face of some Dodger fan, then all gloves are off. But, for the most part, I don't see that kind of animosity. Can your loyalty be bought? Overwhelming numbers from San Diego says no. Our loyalty is always to this city. Well, then speaking of, what about the Padres? Here is your team. Be it what it is right now. The Padres are not good. 5 straight losses going into this weekend series. Costa, you mentioned that school's going to be out.
Yeah,
aren't most schools out? My daughter still has another week on her school. But are most schools out right now?
Yeah.
Elementary schools are out?
Yeah, everybody is sprung as far as next Monday is concerned.
But I'm looking right now at the crowd. Do you see a lot of kids here?
No. And that could be I'm not making excuses, but
well, it's a Friday night. I guarantee you there's no school tomorrow.
It's a Friday night.
Where are the kids?
Some people may have already started vacations, boom, right off the bat.
Yeah, but it's a Friday night. Why are people not bringing their kids to the game?
Well, now, granted, we're out here. Listen, look at this woman right here.
She has two young kids. I like that.
One is crying because she wouldn't buy him cotton candy.
That's okay. I get it. But that's part of the kid's experience at a baseball game.
She's twisting his ear to the point where it might fall off.
Even for me. I mean, when I was sitting there, keeping score of the games, writing it all down, I still wanted my malt. Remember the malt with the...
Oh, with the wooden spoon?
Well, yeah.
100%. Oh. But see, we're also out here at the Park in the Park party.
Right.
Which is mostly adults. If we were to walk around the park right now, see right there, right to the left.
There's a little kid.
So we got two. So we're looking good.
Well, wait a second. He's walking in that Park in the Park direction where they're serving adult beverages.
Someone just gave that kid a beer. What the heck? No one did that.
All right.
But still, it's because of where we are right now. But listen, we're going to be at the game Tuesday, Tuesday at Cincinnati Reds. It will be a dramatic flip.
So what do you, say? Tuesdays. If I go to over under of 25,000 for Tuesday, where do you go?
I think slightly under.
Slightly under 25? Come on.
A little momentum going first. Slightly under, but I think it'll
be... What if the Padres have a...
3-0 against the Royals?
4-game winning streak going into that game.
You'll have well over 25,000.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, you will.
And what percentage of Reds fans will we see? Reds jerseys.
I think you're going to see the arbitrary, but I don't think you're going to see it like when the Cubs are here at the Giants.
No, nothing like that. No. All right.
And plus the Reds aren't the big red machine anymore. When they were so dynamic, they're not Pete Rose's Reds or, nothing like that.
All right, did we get a winner?
Brent,
did we get a winner?
Yes, we did.
Oh, we had a winner. All right, we finally got a winner. This is the second time around. Because we had a DQ our previous winner. Who was the winner?
Curtis from Carlsbad.
Curtis from Carlsbad?
From Carlsbad. All right, okay. So you asked Mark Sweeney right now who would his pick be to represent the Padres in the All-Star game, and answer was?
Aloha, Mr. Hand.
Brad Hand. Brad Hand. He is the best choice right now. Yeah. ERA sub 2.
Sweeney maybe, but yeah, right now for him,
I don't think Will Myers. Will Myers, by the way, is hitting under 200 since April.
Scuffling.
Yeah, I don't think that's the guy. Me, I put Ryan Schimpf in there.
Why not?
Be the first guy ever 158 batting average in the All-Star game.
You want people talking about your team, and you come on.
All right, now I mentioned this poll, Costa. The one time that we actually got a little pulse for yes. Is when we sprung a little Philip Rivers sound early in the show. So let's see if it's going to work again. Philip Rivers this morning on Harvick and Richards.
Right.
By the way, right now, Philip is still here in San Diego. Now, we don't know what his definitive plans are, but obviously...
As far as moving the family?
Right, kids had to get through the school year.
Of course.
So I don't know Boy, that's a lot. I remember for me when I had to move back up to L.A. and I had a first grader, a kindergartner, and a preschooler. And she was in preschool.
And were those different schools,
too? Well, how about this? So when we went up there, we decided to rent a house just to sort of get a feel for the land.
Okay.
So we went to the local elementary school. Here's what they said. We can take your first grader, but we can't take your kindergartner. I remember Denise's like, that's not happening.
That's not.
I'm not
going
to go to two different schools. Do you know who my husband is? Now, I didn't have anything to do with
this. Did they quickly acquiesce and go, okay, we'll take it?
We found an opening in the kindergarten. Yeah. He can make your life miserable.
Are you Pat O'Brien?
Yes. So, but I remember, can you imagine, I don't know, are all eight of their kids, well, at least seven are in preschool or regular school, right?
Yeah, but I think
he's
got a couple that are, you know, nearing like 11, 12, 13 years old. So it's not everyone's going to the same school.
Well, I'm sure they got their two-year-old. Two-year-olds go to preschool, right?
Unless he's going to homeschool them all.
No.
Which might not be a bad idea.
Really? It might be a good idea for him, not for his wife.
No, that's true. Poor Tiffany.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. So we don't know what his move is, but this morning, he comes on regularly. He has a time. And Phillip's never late. He's an early riser, everything else.
Well, when he was a San Diego Charger, he was never late.
Well, then what happened this morning they're sitting there promoting Phillip Rivers. I think 6:30 is his normal time.
Yep.
No showed.
None.
And then about 15 minutes later, frantically,
yep,
Rivers called him with the excuse that he hit the snooze button and didn't wake up.
Well, Matt Scraby was telling me that when they picked up the hotline, it said, "Hello, this is Stephanie from the Playboy Mansion. I'm putting Phillip Rivers through." Like, what?
Wait a second.
What?
Why are you spreading ugly rumors?
Of course, that's nothing but a pure, unadulterated lie.
All right, so
children, you're allowed to oversleep
And
once
if it happened for one of those eight waking him up, he would have made a call. But I'm using this as a test right now because I always believe when you hear Phillip Rivers, it changes your mind. Again, free season tickets to see Phillip Rivers as he continues to find a way to reach the promised land.
Love Phil.
Would you attend the games?
Nope.
Because again, if you're voting no, you're right there to Phillip Rivers.
0.0 games.
All right, so this was Phillip this morning, and one of the concerns for the Chargers right now is their number one pick's a no-show. Here's what he had to say if he has any concerns about the condition of Mike Williams.
Well, obviously, we hope he gets back soon. I think this certainly would have been very valuable to him, these 10 practices, all this time out there on the field when we're doing things and talking through things, just for him. Because this is, you know, we move guys everywhere. In certain systems, receivers are just an X receiver or a Z receiver, and they just have to learn this route on this play. We're all over the place. If we get caught in 2 minutes or we get caught here, I just tell Keenan to stay on the left side. And, hey, you stay over here, Tyrell, or whoever on the right side. And now all of a sudden you're the Z, and then you're the X. Oh, just scoot in here, now you're the F. And so you really got to learn the whole thing. And I think being able to get in the huddle and play with us would have helped him. But we do have all 6 weeks of practice from August 1st to September 9th before that opening week. So hopefully he'll get up to speed. But I would tell you this. And this is just a compliment to our guys we have here. I would be more nervous if we didn't have Keenan, Tyrell, Travis, Dontrell, Jeremy Davis, Isaiah Burke. You know what I mean? I feel like we got a good group and a good depth at receiver right now. And so that'd make you go, oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? Who are we going to throw it to? Well, I got a pretty good list of who to throw it to if Mike's not out there.
That's the leader of your team being very, very nice to what is a mediocre.
Yeah, a receiving corps that helped you lose 11 games last year. It's a good thing they're all back. This Mike Williams situation, herniated disc. Anytime you have anything going on with your back, and remember there was an injury 2 years ago at Clemson where he ran into a goalpost and he was out for the rest of the year.
And when you're a rookie, and especially when your quarterback, along with your veteran receivers, is also learning a new system as well, they don't have that normal lead time they would have if this was Mike McCoy's offense. So,
all right, we have Ernie Martinez with some breaking news.
Padres have sent infielder Ryan Schimpf packing to AAA El Paso. And as Mark Sweeney said earlier, it's usually because of a pitcher. The Padres have called up right-handed pitcher Jose Valdez. Schimpf, as you mentioned, Hartman, 16 whiffs in his last 27 at-bats.
Wow.
Whoa. Yep. He's fourth in the National League in home runs per at-bat.
Andy Green
and they just
has
sent
lost
him
his
down
mind.
To the minor leagues?
What the hell are you doing, A.J. Preller?
Ryan Schimpf making history? Just a week ago, he is the subject of three major articles and three major publications dedicated to baseball.
Well, you know, and Sweeney did say that you got to figure those things out as far as his swing, if you want to survive. And maybe this is some of the figuring out. And he said the only reason why you would make a move is to bring up an arm, which the Padres could use a few of those. So,
by the way, do we have an update? I thought that Jared Weaver was on the 10-day DL. That was like 20 days ago.
Yeah.
Is he still on the DL?
Yeah.
It's like Mark Sweeney said, if you can't figure it out, then you got to figure it out.
Well, guys, who are going to see in the lineup first? Jared Weaver or Ryan Schimpf? Anybody?
Ryan Schimpf.
Guys, I know that I speak on behalf of all of us here at Extra and all San Diegans. Let's hope Jose Valdez doesn't
not
become...
Jose Valdez.
It's Jose Valdez.
Yeah, Jose Valdez.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean we have another Jose Valdez?
Yeah. Let's hope he doesn't become the Exxon Valdez.
Oh, my. Or he pitches so that we, Jose, can you see the exit door? How many Jose's are we going to have on the team right now? So we have Laurel. What is his name?
Cordoba?
Perella?
The guy, Perella. Gorilla, sort of.
Perella.
Gorilla?
Perella.
Gorilla? There you go. Unbelievable. By the way, the Philip Rivers sound, I was thinking that might sway our poll. None. Basically, San Diego's like done with him. All right. Well, we'll have.
Well, now that you know Ryan Schimpf has been set down, would you accept free tickets?
I am just totally discombobulated. I was looking forward to him in the lineup tonight.
Shocker.
Look at the people exit now. No Schimpf. No Schimpf, everybody. They sent him down to the minors.
Wow.
Look at that. Out of here, he says.
Whoa, it's getting violent. Park in the park.
All right. Very, very good. All right. Wow. All right. Well, I'm like in a shock right now because we actually had some thoughts on exactly our canon twist on how we can get things going in the right direction for the Padres. One of them was to have Ryan Schimpf bat leadoff. We could throw that out right now. But we have some other thoughts coming up next.
Hornberger with you coming up Monday at noon on Mark and Rich. Did the Warriors make history and close out the Cavs, or are we getting ready to see Game 5? We'll talk about it on Extra at 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
Cannon's cruising along with you on this Friday. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will award our San Diego County Fair tickets for the Cannon Shot of the Day. You can still get in. You can call. You can tweet. You can also text. Those of you in the Inland Empire listening on Fox Sports 1350, just text your message. Start it with XTRA to 70470.
By the way, if you've been listening to our entire show today, since we've been on at 3, again out here, beautiful, park in the park outside Petco, you might be saying, well, you guys haven't really talked a whole lot about the NBA Finals Game 4 tonight. There's a reason for that. There's actually two reasons for that. One reason is that Mark and Rich have been doing three straight hours on this series because of Mark Willard's lifelong allegiance to the Warriors. And I understand.
Yeah.
If I had been a long-suffering Warriors fan for all those years,
right,
and all of a sudden your team got insanely good,
you're going to revel in the moment.
I get it. But seriously, and I think Brent brought this up to us, does anybody really care that's not a Warriors fan, whether or not they become the first team ever to run the table with a perfect postseason?
I care less.
Does that really matter
to
anybody if you're not a Warriors fan? I don't think so.
No.
In fact, does anybody really care about tonight's game? I mean, when you know, like, you missed this yesterday, but
on
Wednesday
a Friday?
Wednesday, you know, I watch, a lot of people watch, huge numbers, obviously. It was a great game. back and forth. But when it ended, I'm talking to my son Garrett. As you know, he's a lifelong
the hoopster.
NBA guy.
Right, right.
And he's a big fan of star players. He's a fan of Kevin Durant. But he said to me, he said, "Dad, Kevin Durant ruined the NBA."
How?
And it's not because he made that decision to join the Warriors and created a one-team league. It's a one-team league. And they're about to tie Durant and Steph Curry to new long-term deals. You got four guys. Because I was even saying, is there any way another NBA team could put together a combination of players to seriously challenge the Warriors? Is there any way? I mean, some people are saying, how about this? So LeBron can walk away from Cleveland after next year. What if LeBron went to San Antonio and joined Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge?
Oh, and they also got Chris Paul.
Well, see, Chris Paul would be a problem, I think, for LeBron, because LeBron essentially is a point guard.
Right.
And Chris Paul is a point guard.
Ooh.
Is that enough to challenge Golden State?
Oh,
I don't know.
It would be, put it this way, that might be a dream come true scenario for the NBA if LeBron were to do something like that. But then you're still going with your super team mindset. That Adam Silver doesn't seem to be too concerned about it. You can't, there is no
way.
Well,
he's not concerned now because they got big numbers for this
series. They're getting huge numbers.
Which they knew they would with a three-peat, you know, that third time around. I'll be very curious to see what kind of numbers they get tonight.
You cannot, there is no way anybody was stopping Kevin Durant from making the decision that he did.
I'm
was
not blaming him, but I got a millennial. This is the future NBA guy, a 19-year-old millennial, lifetime NBA fan, said he just ruined the league because now there's nothing to look forward to. I mean, it's a one-team league.
Okay, how many did the Spurs win in a row? Three?
Nobody. No, three champ. They never won back to back.
I'm okay, but how many did they win within a 3-year?
No,
did they go
win, loss?
When they had Robinson?
Yeah, and they got insanely low ratings. They were the lowest rated NBA finals every year that the Spurs were in it. They were a zero draw. But when you go back to no one is ever going to match the numbers they had.
But the point I'm trying to make was anybody complaining about those great Spurs teams?
Yes, everybody, because every time they were on TV in the finals, the ratings went right in the toilet.
But no one is complaining about them being so good. Yeah, they were boring.
The NBA was complaining because nobody wanted to see them.
But there's the point.
But I mean,
stop it. Cannot stop it.
The question is, are the Warriors alone a must-see? Now, when they're matched up against a Cavalier team that beat them a year ago, it's LeBron versus, and you felt like going into these NBA finals.
Here's the thing. If the Warriors do win, and they win in four tonight, and they set that record, I think people are already getting tired of the cute little Warriors.
That's bad. If they come back next year and rattle off 70 wins.
It's the New England philosophy with the NFL.
But he can't compare. The NFL will always get numbers.
No, and but really you said today how much you hate the Pats. Will people start thinking that way of the Warriors?
But comparing the NFL to the NBA is like, come on.
No, but the hate is the same of great teams.
Yeah, but does it affect the entire league is my point. In other words, the NFL will never be affected by any one dominant team because it's the NFL. It's guaranteed numbers no matter what happens.
I don't necessarily know if it's a bad thing to have one dominant team, especially
in the NBA.
Especially if it's the Warriors, like I said, where people are getting tired of Steph
Curry.
They get tired of Kevin Durant.
But back in the day, there was one dominant team, was the Bulls. They won 6 out of 8. They might have won 8 in a row had Jordan not retired right in the middle of that, right?
Yeah.
But Jordan was such a draw. The NBA has never seen ratings like they saw during the 90s, before or since. Not even close to the Michael Jordan era. Do the Warriors have the same... Does Steph Curry
hold the same weight as
Michael Jordan?
No, he doesn't. Durant doesn't. Klay Thompson doesn't. No,
exactly my point.
They don't. No, you're right. They don't have the.
And if a lot of people are like you, the more I see of Steph Curry, the more I dislike him.
Yeah.
Then this could really have an adverse effect.
But even though they don't have a Jordan-like player, the triumphant of them Steph Curry,
right,
of Kevin Durant, of the Draymond Greens of the world.
Yes.
As long
Does
as
anybody
they,
like Draymond Green outside of Warrior fans?
No, and as long as they continue to have success that they're doing and still try to play him off as the cute little young team that everybody loves.
No, no, no. Now they're being billed as the greatest team ever assembled.
Oof. But that's
I mean,
just...
let's go back to the Lakers of the 80s with Magic, Kareem in his prime, James Worthy, Byron Scott, Michael Thompson coming off the bench.
Ketchup,
I don't know.
Steak.
It's just this hype machine for the Warriors has turned a lot. And I know Adam Silver's trying to, you know, look, he's not going to say anything negative right now. I get it.
But will you get here, Steve?
But now that we've established that this is a one-team league,
will you get the converse? Will you start getting the hate watching from everybody else who is not a Warriors fan? Let's see if someone smashes in the playoff. Let's see if they fall. Let's see if somebody can knock them off their high perch.
But what if no one does?
Well, as it stands right now, it doesn't look like anybody's
I don't see it possibly happening. Problem for Cleveland right now is they've tied themselves up. $80 million contract for Tristan Thompson, $50, $60 million deal for J.R. Smith. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm telling you, man. He really stuck it to him, LeBron, because he's the one guy that can walk away.
Oh.
After next year, he's going to say bye-bye, and they're stuck with all those numbers for all those guys. Yeah.
But when you think, okay, LeBron to the Spurs, realistically, where could LeBron go?
San Antonio.
That's about it, right?
With Popovich. That's the one team, maybe.
Oh, my
maybe.
God.
But still, I think they would be a player short. But still... That would be if you had Kawhi Leonard, because he's that defensive guy. That's what Cleveland lacks right now. They don't have a defensive
and
stopper.
Kawhi is also low-key, doesn't need spotlight either.
Right, exactly. And I think LeBron would fit in with Pop. I do think that would work. But the thing about LeBron is, you know, he gets very involved in who's around him.
Well,
and Pop is running that show with an iron fist.
Well, that's it. He's not Tyronn Lue. He's not David Black.
No.
He's not Eric Spoelstra.
No,
sheriff is with Greg
Popovich.
Yes,
or Mike Brown back in the day. Very good point. All right, we're going to tell you about the Padres. What do they need to do? Lose so they can have the worst record in baseball and number one pick in the draft. We could sum it up in just one word.
You're welcome.
Keep losing, but make it entertaining. Make it fun. Come out to the park. Enjoy the atmosphere out here at Petco.
All right, we will let you know who takes home the San Diego County Fair tickets, and we'll do it by telling you who's won the cannon shot of the day coming up next.
They won 5 before they lost 5. Can the Padres come home and get back on track against the Kansas City Royals? We've got all your Padres and NBA final coverage starting at 6 a.m. on Hardwick and Richards.
All right, rolling through a final segment for the Cannons out here. Park in the park. Look at these Padre fans psyched up out, ready out here. Are you guys upset Ryan Schimpf was sent down to the minors today? No Schimpf.
They're all like, who?
I know, they're like, what?
Who?
Ryan Schimpf, man. He's like, I am upset. I wanted Schimpf betting lead up.
I demand an answer.
Anyway, so enjoy the game tonight, guys. Everybody's humming out. It's going to be a nice crowd out here tonight at Petco. Royals in for 3. Thank you so much, big Cannon fans out there. Apparently got a lot of Cannon fans listening, participating once again in one of our Loose Cannon polls. Today, the question was this. We're questioning your loyalty. Can it be bought? Because this was their argument about certain, you know, former Chargers signing on with the L.A. Chargers that essentially their services were bought.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we ask you, can your loyalty be bought? We ask this question. If the Chargers offered you free season tickets, free, would you attend their games at StubHub Center? We got a lot of votes. A lot of votes. Final tally, 93% said no. I would never accept a handout from the Spanos family.
Right there.
93%.
Wow.
That's right in Pete Fox's face. He said it was going to be the other round because the other answer was yes. If it's free, it's me. Less than 7%. So, wow, there it is. Overwhelmingly.
Smack in the face.
San Diego, once again, it's very unique brand of loyalty. It runs deep. And if you cross us, there's no going back. No matter what you offer me, it ain't happening. 93%.
Ew. And we have
preseason tickets.
And we have the last practices ever. Next week, beginning next week.
Yes, it's the final. It's a mandatory mini camp. Those are the last 3 days. Will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
It's going to be interesting, the finality of that.
Now, we have decided not to go Thursday because that's sort of Phillip Rivers' last day. He talked about it on the show this morning.
I don't want to take his shine away.
Right. I mean, so we'll make it our last day.
Right.
Maybe, you know, between now and Wednesday when we go out there, we should sort of solicit any questions people might want for certain players. Every player will be there. It's a mandatory minicamp.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be there.
Wow.
Who do you want to say goodbye to? I mean, besides Phillip and Antonio, obviously.
I want to say goodbye to Joshua Perry.
How about Jason Verrett?
Jason Verrett.
We did the Jason Verrett show.
Of course, Jason Verrett.
Right.
Who else? I want to say goodbye to.
A lot of the guys that we already knew or already said goodbye to.
I want to say goodbye to equipment manager Bob Wick.
There you go.
Great guy. Georgette. Jen Rojas. Scott Yaffe. A lot of those people.
They're still there. Still there.
Who else?
Now, I wasn't here when the new Charger Park opened. I had already left.
Okay.
So, but you were there from day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a great place.
I'll save that for next week. I want to get some great memories for you.
Yes.
And Charger Park over the years.
The Holy Roller, the AFC Championship game.
What I'm going to be curious is, because there is so much there. I mean, their offices and everything else. And they have to have that place vacated.
That's right.
By June 30th.
Yeah, they have to give the city time to get in there and de-louse the loser smell and the loser sense of that place.
But all the personal stuff and everything, you know, cleaning those offices, the pictures.
Oh, my God, that rack of Super Bowl Vince Lombardi trophy. Oh, no, wait, I take that back.
Exactly, all of the those Super Bowl trophy display case.
All of those AFC Championship no.
Well, they do have that thing on the outside of the building with all their playoff runs and everything else.
Yeah.
That's going to have to come down. That's going to have to come down. So emotions will run high, right, folks?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, they're still here? Yeah, they still are here, too. All right. So let's get to our candid shot of the day.
Certainly.
Again, it's that time. We got the San Diego County Fair going on right now. And everyone wants to go. So we got a four-pack of tickets for the San Diego County Affair for our Cannon Shot of the Day winner. We need one more qualifier. A drum roll, please. This house, Cannon Shot, came from
the text. Hartman, no animosity by L.A. fans to San Diego. We go to the Dodgers game, wear a Padres cap. That animosity will punch you in the face.
That must have been one guy. I can't believe that. Qualifiers?
Hour number two tweet, at OFK Aaron, if I was on fire and Dino had a bucket of water, I'm burning alive, baby. Hour number one text, I wouldn't take a free oxygen tank from that coward Dean Spanos, even if I was suffocating.
Wow.
Oof.
Tough choice.
The vitriol.
Who's going to win those tickets? Drum roll, please. Today's winner. On the Cannon Shot of the Day is
OFK Aaron, hour number two. If I was on fire and Dino had a bucket of water, I'm burning alive, baby.
All right, the good news about us being here today is last Friday we were here, they won.
That's right.
They haven't won since.
No, Tuesday's the big day.
All right, so will they? What do you think they'll do this weekend against the Royals?
I think they're going to take
two
out of three from the Royals.
Two out of one.
They're going to take three out of one from the
three
Royals.
Three out of two.
Two out of three from the Kansas City Royals.
They will.
So I hope.
Starting tonight, right?
We can only, yeah, starting tonight, man.
Am I hearing music? Do I hear music?
You are. Let's get to it.
I can't hear anything. There it is. Thank you. Who do we thank today?
Mark Sweeney. That interview available to podcast center, sportssd.com. It goes without saying. Kevin Boyle on site. George and Vanessa, Ernie Tippy, Silvio, Carmelo Martinez, the Anger Badger, Brett Sperry, Last Minute Release, you brave men and women, United States Armed Forces. What you do, what you done for us.
All right, get ready because Ernie Martinez, a.k.a. Mr. San Diego, a.k.a. Mr. Chopsticks, a.k.a. Mr. His name rhymes sort of with gorilla. gives his unique perspective on things, as he does every day at this time. We call it the Power Hour. And it's here in your home of everything San Diego sports. We are Extra 1360, Fox Sports, San Diego.